In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists how John McCain is going to spend the next few months while waiting around to find out who the Democratic nominee is going to be. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And Lumber Liquidators, hardwood, bamboo, and cork flooring, catalog at lumberliquidators.com. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, or celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need. On the web at rwjf.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rada Beat. Now, panel, what is on John McCain's agenda while he waits for a Democratic opponent? Amy Dickinson.
John McCain's going to take the next few months to rewire his wife, Cindy.
Paul Prevenza.
Actually, John McCain is going to be taking juggling lessons. He's going to get up to 3 trillion balls so he can handle the budget deficit.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
He is going to spend this time not getting any younger.
Well, if John McCain does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Thank
Me.
Thank you so much, Carol Castle. Thanks also to Amy Dickinson, Paul Prevenza, Roy Blunt Jr. You're great. And thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you all next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.